Jesus today tells us the story of the rich man and Lazarus. And there are many distinctive features about this parable, but one that many of the saints have looked upon is the fact that in all of his parables, Jesus never gives anyone a name. Only in this parable, which highlights the fact that the one who was doing well on earth, dressed well and eating well, has no name. But the one who was poor and suffering, Lazarus, he's given a name. And Jesus doesn't provide us today with any background about either of the men. He doesn't speak to whether the rich man became rich through his own efforts, whether he was honest or dishonest. He doesn't say whether Lazarus was righteous, whether he kept the law, how he lost his living. Was he careless? Was it through his own fault? Jesus tells us none of this because it's not important. What he tells us that is important is that these two men, their lives are joined in some way. Lazarus's life on earth and how he lives depends on the rich man and how he treats him. And the rich man, how he will live in the life after this, depends on how he treats Lazarus. And the inequality between the two is extreme, at least according to earthly eyes. That the rich man not only had what he needed, but much more. Purple, which was used only for royalty. Fine linen. And not simply three meals a day, but Jesus says he feasted sumptuously every day, a life of excess and pleasure. And Lazarus, a beggar with sores that smelled, and the dogs came up and licked them, and he only looked to receive crumbs from the rich man's table. So it may come as a surprise when Jesus continues the parable to discover that their places are changed completely and utterly. The one who enjoyed pleasure in this life is now in torment. And the one who was neglected and mistreated in this life enjoys blessedness with God. But truly, this isn't a story about reward, about getting something for doing something on this earth. Rather, it highlights what spiritual eyes can see, what God sees in the rich man. That though he lives on earth as one with an abundance of everything, truly, inside, he is poor. He is in abject poverty spiritually. And he stays there in this life. He makes no move to listen to Moses and the prophets about how to treat the beggar. He stays in his spiritual poverty, dead inside, because he will not touch Lazarus's suffering. He will not join himself to the suffering of Lazarus. And because this is how he lived on earth, This is how the rich man lives afterwards. In the same life he was living, an empty life, and he finds that in the life hereafter. Lazarus, the poor man, he is living a way of salvation. Though to the world he may be someone to be pitied, yet in accepting what came his way, his poverty, his neglect, his hunger and thirst, and doing so without complaining, he was living in Christ already in this life. A way of salvation. This is the way Lazarus lived, this way of salvation, of accepting what has come and relying on Christ, so that when his time came, it should be no surprise that Lazarus ends up in Abraham's bosom, in the blessedness of the kingdom, because he already was living that life here and now. And beloved, this is for us to consider. This way of salvation of Lazarus, of the misfortunes that befall us in this life, calumny, mistreatment, poverty, that we can turn to Christ without complaint and continue to ask his blessing for us. And also, we can do what the rich man failed to do. His spiritual eyes were blind because he did not see the face of Christ in the man at his gate, the beggar, regardless of how he had gotten into his situation. And he gave him nothing. He gave him no food, no leftovers even, no clothing. Nothing, because of his spiritual blindness. We who follow Christ and will receive him at this holy liturgy, let not our spiritual eyes be so blinded that we do not see Christ in those who are in need around us, those who suffer, those who turn their face to us, asking for something, a prayer. Some money, something, because Christ is in them. And when we unite ourselves to their suffering, we are uniting ourselves to the suffering Christ. We unite ourselves to him. For in these, as Jesus tells us, the least ones, there he is. Let us have the eyes of Christ, to see him in those who are in need, so that in this life we live not with a poor heart like the rich man, but like Lazarus, with a rich heart towards Christ in others, that we find the blessedness in the kingdom which is to come, by living in the blessedness of the kingdom here and now with our brothers and sisters who are in need.